Passport to Texas outdoor stories from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Carl Fowler has had a lifelong love affair with Palo Duro Canyon State Park that started in 1936 with his first visit.
And my mother taught in a small school in New Mexico. And we took an end-of-the-year trip to the canyon, and keeping in mind the road was built into the canyon by the CCC in 1934. So it was a dirt road, and I remember as a small child going down there. I don't remember much except one of the high school boys had fallen and rolled to the edge of a cliff, so the story went. And when we rode back to the school community, which was about 100 miles from the canyon, he had blood all over his face. He didn't go to the trouble of washing it off. And later, as I got older and went to college and all of that, I realized that was his red badge of courage, that he had survived a fall and gone home to talk about it.
But that's not where Carl's story ends. Today, he's president of Partners of Palo Duro Canyon Foundation.
So I think that's a kind of interesting development from the time that I was 5 years old until my present age of 74. A kind of full circle thing.
Thanks, Carl. Now it's your turn. Tell us your favorite story about your favorite Texas state park. Just visit passporttotexas.org for contact information. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.